Blog Talk Radio.
This is a recording of the Hopi Elders with Robert Ghostwolf on the Art Bell Show many years ago. You have been led by the Spirit to Prophecy Keepers Radio, a cooperative service of the White Roots of Peace Council. Whether it be the modern Asaga of Peru, the current Kahunas of Hawaii, today's medicine people of the Americas, the Holy Ones of Africa, shamans of the East, North, West, and South, or the present-day Atawehis of the Cherokee, we bring you the traditional elders and teachers of our modern times and their confidants from the Americas, the steppes of Asia, the Holy Land, the islands of the sea, Africa, and Australasia. We have not been conquered, and we defy the established order. This is Will Bluewater, the host of Prophecy Keepers Radio, speaking on behalf of the White Roots of Peace Council.
It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow?
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases of the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library, which includes lifetime online access to a printable 1,000-page intelligence briefing and a worldwide indigenous prophecy encyclopedia. Now, folks, there's nothing else like this collection on the planet. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files and 222 folders. It includes the Prophecy Keeper's Prepper's Self-Reliance files and all of our previous over 100 Prophecy Keepers interviews. So head on over to prophecykeepers.com right now and have a free sneak peek today of two-thirds of the Prophecy Keepers trilogy and a peek of the dashboard of the Prophecy Keepers Wisdom Treasury Vault. Osio Ginalii Tahiju Toigu, which means, hello cousins, I'm fine, how are you? This is your old buddy Bluewater coming to you from the Cumberland Plateau in east central Tennessee, the ancient home of the Aniuntikwalaski, the people of the lightning and thunder, or the military protectors of the old Cherokee Nation.
Coast to Coast AM from the Kingdom of Nye with Art Bell.
It is. Good morning, everybody. I'm Art Bell. And if we get our phones hooked up right, and we've just had a disconnect problem, we are going to, sometime in this half hour, have two Hopi elders on the program. We've never tried this before. Unfortunately, we just got a disconnect, and we're getting a busy signal trying to get back through. So bear with us. We will have all this connected shortly. We do have Robert Ghostwolf on the line from, I believe, one of the Dakotas. We'll find out about that in a moment. And he'll give us kind of a preamble to what's going to happen. Here we go. This has never been tried on national radio before, so anything may happen here, folks. I have no idea. First, we are going to go to Robert Ghostwolf, who is out somewhere in the Dakota. Where are you, Robert?
Hi, Art. I'm in the Black Hills.
In the Black Hills of North Dakota?
Of South Dakota.
South Dakota, all right.
I'm here with family. It's powwow time. And we're just all here together. And I'm going to be talking to some other elders up here, possibly about getting together with us.
All right. Would you explain to us, we are about to hear two Hopi elders. And we are not going to give their real names on the air. We are going to call them Grandfather 1, Grandfather 2, and Grandmother Hopi. And why are we doing this?
Basically, Art, there's already been a lot of controversy about these elders stepping out and speaking like this to the world. And they have had some threats made against them already. And so we are taking precautions to make sure that they're basically safe. I hope that people can understand this. And I also hope that people can understand that these people are not professional speakers or lecturers. So we're going to do the best we can to make this run smooth as soon as we get the phone lines hooked up again.
All right, I think we are hooked up. I believe we are hooked up. At any rate, that is the explanation. There have been threats, and so we are going to call the people.
It's very dangerous for something like this to happen, and also this is, you know, it's quite unusual for elders to be willing to come out and speak like this. The thing is that we've hit a point in our progression through these changes where it's important to get the news out. It's important for the children of the world. It's important for all of us to hear what they have been trying to say now for many, many years.
All right. Let's see if we can get the hookup going here. And I believe we're going to Phoenix, Arizona. And let's see if we have Grandfather 2 on the line with us. Hello?
Hello.
How?
Yes, hello there.
Hi.
I hear you just fine.
Okay.
Thank you for coming on the air tonight. And you are going to give us information, Grandfather 2, and also translate for us. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I think that my first question, if I can ask the first question, and Robert, you're welcome to ask one anytime you would like.
Sure.
But I would like to ask Grandfather 1 why he has decided to come forward public at this time.
It is our time to bring forth the message into the world. It has been taught to us by our elders from way back. That is why I have chosen to step forward to bring out the message today. There are people out there who are leading two lives, are there to stop us from putting forth the message, but it is the elders that have given us this wisdom, that taught us the wisdom, are telling us to do this now, so we are here to do this for you, the rest of the world.
With regard to what may be changing, Earth changes, is the time now very short?
It is time for, you know, the end times here. that was prophesied, and through the dreams that were given to us also. And through those dreams, we are learning that we are getting very close to the end times.
Might we ask how old Grandfather One is, his age?
He's 75 years old.
And how old are the prophecies that we are talking about now?
Before the Christ,
he doesn't know just exactly what the age of these teachings are, and the prophecies, and he says that they've been given to them before, you know, Christ. So they've been, you know, handed, mainly by word of mouth, that it has been handed down.
How does Grandfather feel about the accuracy of the word that has been handed down? Many people dispute the Bible and whether or not it is accurate. With regard to Hopi prophecy, how does he feel about the accuracy of the prophecy?
He says that from the time when Yagyuma was the chief, and from there he had learned that, you know, he had been carrying this message, but mainly the message had been carried forth by word of mouth. The accuracy had to deal with the how well each individual that was given the opportunity to maintain the exactness of the prophecies, they were all given this prophecy, so they all had to meet at least, you know, once or twice a year or something like that in the kivas, where they would actually sit down and go back through that. And one person would, you know, talk about the prophecies, and if he ever so much as, you know, added something to it or left something out, then the rest of the group would know that part of the prophecies is missing. So they would tell him that you didn't say this one here, or you added this to it. So that's how this was kept alive, through word of mouth, and that everyone had to remember just what that prophecies were about.
Is Grandfather, or are you and others, now having many dreams indicating that indeed these are the end times beginning to unfold?
Mama dear, ka gringo. Tubing lao, senam, tumukui, ang nan bo tapio, ita,
Yes, he has dreamed about these things, and that's how a lot of them are coming about, and they are too.
Robert, help me out
Robert
here.
Would you be willing to share any of his visions of what he sees coming in the immediate future?
I can't hear you, Robert.
Okay, the question was, and I'll translate here if I have to.
Okay.
Would Grandfather care to share any specific details of the dreams that he has had about what may be coming soon?
Pa mama, pa anza yekhi tapi au anza wo anza ngani kyang pan anza na wa kin ma ne kyan kshon pa sat pa ha kam pa te mo gthi ta akhin nawot na ko pa anza pin pet pa pan ta ga te de na hi sa woni pa na pi a pi tang pan ma kyang pa bas na lo ya sang pa pang sak pa na pan kak ina me in nehi ta na na ka bam pa sat pa happy ina me fit na lo ya sang pas te tak pa.
It wasn't exactly through the dreams. The dreams were part of this teachings that he knows, and part, you know, having to understand the exactness of the prophecies itself, and he had to go out and do a lot of prayers, and then he would go and do this, and he was doing this for a whole year, and at within a year's time, he had kind of lost interest in the giving of the prophecies to him, because he never received anything, so he decided to quit for a while. And finally, you know, within, you know, a few months, he decided to go back to his prayers, and he would go out and pray. And within a 4 years' time, he started receiving a lot of information. So that is how most of his information was received, through asking in prayer.
Could we please ask why he has decided to share it with the rest of the world? Because this has been something that has not been done before. So why has he decided to share this with us?
Papi, wewayum nepang kora pa sa lakon. Papi, wewayum ityan yaa to tango na kawil panok. Iyan itaya kaya pumakwama sa bawsen suki hakam sino senaw tukjuwe pa happy it hin itam yang yaa to takpa ng sawhaya put ang hita nawakin pitak yomo kachihoyoyotan.
Through the elders' teachings and wishes, the elders wanted to, you know, let this become public, you know, at a time when we were, you know, close to the end times. And so he had decided to take this upon himself to, you know, let go of these things, and in hopes that there would be a number of people that would understand and realize what is going on and start, you know, praying and seeing that, you know, we are very close to it, and we are right now going through hard times, and he wants to set some people aside their lives so that, you know, some lives may be spared.
That was going to be my next question, Grandfather, and that is, if you would ask Grandfather One whether prayer, whether becoming of spiritual nature can change or will change any of what is coming.
Pampa ka kaha kampiu pas put enang panot yak ovi pa itam anta aspitu tup tue pu itam hopi totin ita songyan ita kinyang ka ita put in ka anta tjaka put hapi itam tebel totek pu iyan takapasat pu hapi hin itam mo yuk na ka pampa si kapasat pu itamay yepin yukon bypass o yoyotan
it's not, you know, a matter of quick change. If you wanted to change now and to go and change your life around and do your prayers, but it will, you know, help a little in the alleviation of much terrible outcome from, you know, the cataclysm. And this is it, you know, there is a lot in store for all of us. And the amount of the intensity of this will be a lot less if we can all
behave.
Settle down and behave and not be, you know, in the way the actions of what we have right now, that, you know, like we are all being corrupt, and that has to be taken care of. We have to, you know, try to keep ourselves from being corrupted by anything else from the outside.
All right. We are going to stop for a moment now, for a few minutes. So everybody relax. Thank you very much. It is a great honor indeed. We have Grandfather 1 and 2 with us, Robert Ghostwolf in the Black Hills, and we're talking about Hopi prophecy. And when we come back, we'll try and press for some details as best we can. I'm Art Bell. This is Coast to Coast AM.
From the Kingdom of Nye, this is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. First-time callers may reach Art at area code 702-727-1222, 702-727-1222. Now, here again is Art.
Once again, here I am. Good morning, everybody. We have with us in South Dakota, the Black Hills, Robert Ghostwolf. And from Phoenix, Arizona, we have two Hopi elders from the Hopi Sinnoh, Grandfather 1 and Grandfather 2. And we are discussing Hopi prophecy. And we'll get back to it in a moment. What you're hearing now, as far as I know, has never been done on national radio before. So listen very carefully. Let's go back to the Black Hills and see if Robert Ghostwolf is still here. Are you there, Robert?
We're still here.
Okay, good. And back to Phoenix, Arizona, and Grandfather 1 and 2. Grandfather 1, are you there? Grandfather 2. Let me try. Yes. Grandfather 2.
Yes.
Okay, good. What we would like to do, if it's possible, is to ask Grandfather 1 if he can give us any details of what is going to happen here on Earth with this prophecy. What is coming? Any specific details at all?
Itam anta it yantakat akhi ta akhai jalayak pu anta hi itam pai ha ka jumuk navoti wisne ka pu bahat angka pi ita pandihin hiniu ma angka nakput ita pi nanvot yan ka bahat pu itam it yantakat ang ita moy ang buwan totan i inakakam hiniu man kata. Nakpet happy itam anjayep it yantakat nanvot it yan yung apehet ni kapay ta as anjapi sun sinom ni kya kyang hopi sinom hakawat pi ni kya kyang pumapay sungyan ng lek ni kat pi himo yat pe te yak po mimo at pi yakam pumapi suske wat o pi nanvot yos
ita pas tum nan bota himu pat ini utini happy po puturing la
obe tin pat ya ata pang hiniu makat pat habin na obi hi pan de i angka i na kyan tan ya ka po pam ti ang ti un na obi pam happy pas kshin ka en pana menan jobi tamasi tapi nan bote kya kyang pa pam ni jong si o ga bi pas ti si yan e ha bi yo mun ka e pan i ta mo so on chan na khi
Actually, there are a few that he thinks are important things that will be coming up pretty shortly. Is one thing for sure that we are going to come upon is that World War III is that it will take place, and starvation is also a definite a part of this thing where we will hit starvation, and the weather change itself is erratic right now, and it's not, you know, what it should be. This weather climate itself is actually taking care of the crops already in a way that we're losing it, and that's part of you know, leading us into starvation because the crops will not produce.
Isn't it so that you were just able to plant the corn up in Hopi land just a few days ago, like a week or so ago, because of the weather?
Yes. People have just started to do those things, and it comes up, but the winds are drying them up, and then the weather has been erratic, like I said, and it's been very cold, and it's been, you know, they get frostbitten. Like, it's kind of like a frostbitten effect on it, that it burns it up.
Yes. Yes, we are having the same thing here in Nevada. A kind of a frostbite. You are exactly right. We're having the same thing here with things that we have planted in the ground in Nevada, as though they were frostbitten, but I think affected by the winds as well.
Yes.
Now, these are three things: weather change, mass starvation, and the Third World War. Would you please ask Grandfather if the weather changes are the beginning of these changes, if what we see now with the weather is the beginning, and of course we're going to want to ask how soon these other changes he thinks will happen.
Yes.
Yes, these are the signs of, you know, the changes, and that also part of it is, you know, right now we're having problems with crickets, which are, you know, a part of these prophecies where they would come in hordes, and
yes,
they will destroy the crops also, and that is what's happening also.
You're having that in Nevada, aren't you?
Yes, we are. In southern Nevada, we are having that, and apparently throughout large portions of the Southwest, we're having that. Yes, indeed. And so then these weather changes are the beginning.
Yes.
When does Grandfather think the very serious part of the prophecies, another world war and mass starvation, when will these begin to manifest themselves? How far away from these are we?
Well, it's been said that there is no exact time and date for these things, events to take place, and the year 2000 is a close, you know, approximation of the time where, you know, all of these will start to take place. But the teachings from the elders was that that they talked about that everything will happen at once. But when they say these things, they put it in a form that, you know, they say it's going to all happen at once, but it's not exactness of happening at once. It will happen, but they will, you know, fall pretty much short from, you know, the other following. It's like a domino effect. And this is, you know, when one thing happens, the next thing will fall into place, you know, when they will start to. And but, you know, it'll be within a short time from one another. So this is what
are we talking within the next 2 years?
Well, he seemed to say within the year or by the year 2000. I guess this would be a first question, if there is a way to phrase this. Is the weather change that we now have the first domino?
It's been known that this had happened a long time ago, so in our prior worlds, it happened before, you know, same things had, you know, that they had gone through. And the teachings were that we were not supposed to follow in the same pattern and, you know, try to keep ourselves from going astray from our teachings. And these weather patterns that we talked about and the cataclysms that will take place are not really set in order in a fashion that any person could say that, you know, okay, the winds are going to do it this year, and then next year will be fires, and next the following year will be earthquakes, you know. But it's, and also he's saying that it's not exactly his words that that's the way it will take place, but he knows that these are signs, and they're readily available. All the signs are out there. Anyone can see that it is taking place. Mm-hmm. And it's only going to get bigger.
Does grandfather said other worlds or other civilizations, and that this has happened before. Now, did grandfather mean by that men have walked on the earth before, and that great catastrophes like the one we are now talking about came and wiped them out, and man started again? Is that what grandfather meant?
Yes.
Oh.
And I have a question, if I may.
You may.
There's a lot of talk out now, and a lot of theories and a lot of prophecies about these changes having dramatic effects on the configurations of the land masses, that they will be tremendous cataclysmic changes. Does grandfather, do the Hopi see this as happening in that manner? Will there be very dramatic earth changes that will cause the face of the earth as we know it to change dramatically?
Serving low and be an the Yan Chang e na to question and num techniques and hin what by the Ayanka P Panta Claura me he said Pumamoti yes for Pum Pam by Pisakus Yanu Yepit Quatet for Pumu Enang Pipam Nam Tiskaovina for Puma Ate Tanata for Puma Hotel Num near Tiu ahoy as yan yes wa kyang itanan at hin to si pinak po puturing lao sen ina tiu an hinin.
Pati pang kakong an ta pai ba pumahin tet hini utap na ya kapai tiu an ni ako as na me wan ta pa pa ka kait hin hisat hini utap ka kapan hin wes ni as pa po ni kya kyang pai ay tantiyong ka an ak ikin tus ka patit. Koyan is khatit kanana misu ta ao to te po e habito khati ya ichibu te po anza ye phi te pomoi songyan en te pok mo tan ga pa ha po pam pomoi hin san de ka aya ta po itam ya so so hi te itam pe wian na ba kito ta ngun na ho vi tam as pa pa ka kapan to te nyak pa tam pe hi sa thin to ta ka pa tam pe su an kuilala takat kito tango anjam na kobi upama uyum anjam putya atatak paspam su an hinu musa ang nok putak na pe tup tup tini taobi
yes the earth changes will take place in such a way that you know this whole planet here will become a different type of planet, you know, because of the changes in itself. It had happened before, like, you know, we mentioned earlier that it did happen before that they went through these changes, and it was taught that that we weren't supposed to go back to the same routine that we had gone through in the past life. And it's, you know, and that was the corruption that we were going through. this what we're going through today. There is so much corruption out there, and these were the things that led us to these things. And even animals, insects, all of these things will all turn around on us, and you know, they're going to just, you know, lead us to the same things again.
So we're repeating history.
Yes. Even though it can be your own pet, it can go against you.
The animals will turn against us.
Yes.
Already I have spoken to many experts, animal experts, who are saying that animal attacks all across North America are increasing many, many fold. So this could be the beginning of that.
Yes.
All right. We are close to another break, but I would like to ask Grandfather if there will be any difference in the way the people in the cities, the great cities of America and the world, Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, will feel these changes, and people in remote areas like Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada, and the Dakotas, where Robert is now. Will there be a big difference?
In the changes?
Yes.
Mama siya.
Kupang pumayas kan anzapi. Wako sidit ang anzapi yes kan anzapi puma ha kay kriit yantakat nanap tanak panok itam it yantakat itam yan yaay kaya ni sinot aonik o pumapang as nanapte pahat po hapi hinuwat alung to tinyo yanuwat hapi itam nabuti o pumapi pa kosa sinom niya kaya pamhinto at pwes ko na miyo to kiyotak pumapi put etiya nuk i hopi imusino piyo naap sikwat piyo ang niya kapam as anja put owe puma nami yan sa kyang son kuspama nami hurtin nuk owe i Pisquan am hin hintan ka i pa kosasi no it himusi no tang habi put na simu kya taka kito tang wewe mowyo.
All right. I must break in here, Grandfather. We must take a break now. When we come back, we will look for the answer to that question, all right?
Okay.
All right. Everybody stay right there. Thank you very much. You are listening to what I believe to be a first on radio. You're listening to two Hopi elders, and we are discussing Hopi prophecy, something that has not been done in public until now. I hope you're listening carefully. From the high desert, I'm Art Bell, and this is Coast to Coast AM. It's about the cities and the country and massive earth changes. In other words, changes of the continental locations. And that would also appear to be in the offing. We are going to continue to ask questions for as long as we're able. I'm Art Bell, and this is Coast to Coast AM. So stand by. All right. Once again, first back to Robert Ghostwolf in the Black Hills of South Dakota. And for those who have just joined, we are not using names other than Grandfather 1 and Grandfather 2, two Hopi elders from the Hopi Sinom. And the reason we are not using names, Robert, is please.
There has been many threats to these elders for having the courage to come out and speak these prophecies to the world, for various reasons, and we are trying to keep them and their families safe and also keep them from being inundated by harassment from people who feel perhaps that these messages should not be shared by everyone in the world, which is not their opinion, which is why they are here now talking to us.
All right.
And also, I just got news that our site's down for a little bit.
Your side is also down.
But if they want to get more information on these prophecies, I have a number that they can call to get the books that have at least 200 of these prophecies in them.
All right.
That's 1-800-905-8367. It's 1-800-905-8367.
Is that a 24
There are operators standing online right now.
All right.
To take up because of what happened to the web, or they can call the Wolf Lodge office in Washington, which is 509-465-1606.
All right, that's 509-465-1606.
Yeah.
It's odd that your site and my site are both down. I think it's traffic related. All right, now back to Phoenix, Arizona, and Grandfather One. The question was all of these changes that are going to occur, including a world war, will there be a different effect in the cities than there is in the country?
Are they there?
A different effect in the cities?
Yeah, in other words, will there be more trouble in the cities, in America's large cities, or the world's large cities, with these changes?
It yan takat pingoy takpo pang puma sinom anja wakoki chokit ang yes kam anja jen it hin takat nan wot ye po anja it au hin wewa yan chang it hati itang yang ko it hopi pa ka katung ay minta pa asan it haksuk wono kat et hin wewa nte Because our tip to Nick, our tip to poor people, our tip to a pumpy pie, hockey, et new e happy you. How come yanioti? Better happy sure and yaka eat yan Navoti with a poor pomatong, I mean, tota. No, eat yan so wet up a kiki, a young poor pomacosca. Casu and Hino with your young yak pet, happy bum eat yan tarat acne, pear to take all his papa. Kapan tanak o wino, kapan yang kwat, yaa ata sinot awil. Paya hakna, peman tanahin it awwewe. Paas at po, habi po ma awhin wwewe, kya kyang po pang na, kustan niya. Hakami, it hopit anta ni tu, tekwe haka isen kito tanik pan totin. Po ang pas tote. Haka paas at Yukuye po pang nap uilal wanihita. Nat it yan takat ak pito ni nakpahat po hati po ma unangway ep yan hin po maput aniw na yan ka i hati ko pipanta ka owe pampa kahakambas tumalat hi tasibat owe pam pampan ni ka owe pampay pas wa na timoy ayalaw.
Yes, in the big cities, you know, it will affect, you know, a lot, you know, the how much corruption there will be within the cities, you know, and also, you know, the people themselves, you know, have to be aware of all of these things that will take place, so they have to change, start changing too also. But he's not asking anyone to follow him in the way he put himself on the path that he is on. And he's not asking anyone to follow him in that. It is up to the individual to make that decision for his or herself as to which direction they want to go. And because the when you make that decision for a choice for yourself, what you want to do with your life, you don't blame anybody else for the actions, for your own actions, what you do. And if something happens to you along the way, then you're not going to say that, you know, you were forced into it. These are the things that he had looked into also. That's why he's saying that he's not asking anyone to follow him in that the way he is leading himself. He's only giving out advice that, you know, that's this is what they should do. But, you know, they should start changing themselves and having to go back to the old ways of living a simple life, of having to take care of themselves, from the land that it is available to them and from the food that they grow, because these are the things that will help you along the way when you come to your hard times. And so the people must, you know, make these decisions for themselves.
All right. There are many that I have interviewed, many others, who see the future, who say that our sun, the sun, is beginning to change and that it is causing some of these changes here on Earth. Does Grandfather know anything about that?
From his teachings that were given to him, and he has understood that yes, that the solar axis itself, the sun, is going to change. The places, you know, that normally have cold weather will have hot weather, and you know, the weather itself is going to get even worse, you know, where this temperatures are going to even rise higher, and that will, you know, burn up the crops and dry up the earth, that nothing will, you know, be able to grow. But it is true that the sun itself is, you know, being affected by this also.
Mm-hmm. In farmers' fields around the world, in many, many places in the world, as a matter of fact, even tonight, for the first time ever in the state of Virginia, there is a very complex, what we call crop circle. These are strange formations in farmers' crops. Does Grandfather know anything about what these may be and why they happen?
Pa anta itam pu but pantakan panyang owe no yang pang kaula itam it yan yang kathi taitan te de win to taka chu pan itam pa akhakam hin loma hin wish ni it kachi chong at akhnek kapan tan kat pang ka kwangon ni ka owe itam as kapan to tini pa pun ni kat kito tang wu yung itam itjek ita tupcion ni pas anja totin nan nao kinuse itam itlan ruhut ang kapas itam kiana naptat pus chong mayat itam akna ikinan pawatio ni katako
tubing lao I aye wapay puma uye yung ang pam urahin pento ta urahang hinpe yung put tubing lao
pa anta pang pipam yu ke put anta paswa pento takapoma pipa itamoy nanobot na yan naka uwi pampay ha kaput na pateh tao pa panuwiwan takpa su an naumati mapeh tao eh ni ka uwi put inumbipe yung kat oo yaya put na ang taitago nakpampay uwi pwut iit yan so mga yat hinhin tanya kat put panter to awi yung anga hin itam ayo nung ake api hin susep kasit itam yes nika i put pan pangten to tapama pa ongak sinom son pekak pa pihimo pipang put anza pentin
he has heard about these things and seen pictures of the crop circles that have been, you know, out there. And these are, in his own mind, you know, these are teachings also. And they're telling us what is becoming of our times and where it is leading us. And he has had a chance to look at a few of them, and he does understand what they're trying to put through, the message in the circles itself. And it's telling us, you know, that we are very close to it and what we need to do in order to get ourselves, you know, back on track and seeing the other end of it, you know, more or less when he says the other end of it is where you get to see all the things happen and live again to see, you know, for the new life to start.
Okay. Then this is a good question. We have many strange machines that fly in our sky that we call UFOs. What do the Hopi have to say regarding these kinds of things that have been seen to fly in the sky, what the Hopi may have called Star Brothers, who have come from the heavens?
I'd like to add a little bit to this from what he just said, and this is, you know, referring to the question prior to this one. I didn't finish it out, that he said that the crop circles were put there either by outside, like the UFO people there, but and he's not sure just who put those crop circles there. But to get back to the question that is the last one here, the teaching from the elders is that, you know, that they say that that yes, they, you know about the possibilities of other life forms on other planets, because you know, the old ones way back had the knowledge of and the know-how of getting around, and they have traveled to other planets before, and they know just, you know, how it is out there, if there is life on other planets, and they do know that there is life on other planets, and what planets are, you know, are not livable. And but they don't know exact the exactness of how
how they will be helping us out, or they will be going against us. They just know that they, when we are getting close to the end times, that we will be visited by people from outside there, and we're not aware of whether they're going to help us or go against us. But we do know that they have high technology to see what is going on.
We have exactly the same problem with trying to understand the nature of who these beings are. All right, we are at the bottom of the hour, so everybody can relax for a few moments. We are being honored with the presence of two Hopi elders, Grandfather One, who is speaking Hopi, and Grandfather Two, who is translating for us. They're in the Phoenix, Arizona area. In the Black Hills of South Dakota, we've got Robert Ghostwolf, and we are discussing the details, the specific details of Hopi prophecy, something many, many did not want done on national radio or national anything. I'm Art Bell, and this is Coast to Coast AM. Back now to my guests, Robert Ghostwolf in the Black Hills. Robert?
How you doing?
Hi, and Grandfather One and Two in Phoenix, Arizona. And here is going to be, I guess, a hard question, but one that I should ask. I understand that Native elders speak about prophecy through the tradition of storytelling. And I guess there are stories that relate to something called the purifier. Is there some way that Grandfather could explain to us a story about what the purifier is, and perhaps a little bit of the story? Is that an okay question?
Mama, but anda itam hopi navoti takapam anda haki piupawa ita no yup kaya hakam ang ayang matit ko tapan at itam yeska kyang anda ipet kahimo pumoy pasiyan poata no itayang ka kalawes ka kitotang no obi pero eki ka itit ko tao eki ka pahat po ityan takat ihimo si ko alay taka kwani taka puma mumuit pahat po ityan takat yan yukuya po ita puma pabay amam puma put pantakat anda tinga ba pay pa po yep hak itam may puwatak itam yep ita nagpana ayo kanito tan yan takat ak anta i yan anta put ita nawuti usa pa i hopi pambay chain ya ka pambay pan siyang pan pa pa lang aw la ni la labay a ta valintan pui pa ba at pa sa kusak yep hopi pan amam na ya wan ka pa hat pu pam ba sa pa ba da ka pa hat pu pam ya wo yo na ka pam pu ta ki a sa na ka pet pu asan pu man na mi na na ya wan ka ki to ta mon na ovita yan wat pu Namuti.
The story about that is that we do know that we did have a brother who was set out, and he is out there, and with that brother and from the society of the One Horn Clan, they made a pact that
Pumanama, kwani takatamanin ko. Nam, namiyo ko po, pasiyo na, tinga ba? Po, at pukwasiyo na, at puman, yuk ko pa.
That the, from the One Horn Clan and the society and the brother had made that, like it's a law that, of the purifying time would come, and you know, this was already done. It was like a
organized.
It had been already been done, you know, organized, and it was you know, established.
Like a contract.
And that their story is that there will be come a time that that whoever is going to come and, you know, to
what
to purify the people and I'm having a hard time here.
I understand it is hard to translate this.
Yeah, this is.
Sometimes there are not words that translate to English.
I understand. Maybe I could ask this: what is the purifier? Is the purifier just these Hopi? Is it the Hopi prophecy, or is the purifier something specific? Is it a comet, or is it something from the heavens, or how may we know what the purifier is?
Three World War that put Pamyaini Tapas.
The purifier is, you know, as mentioned, is the other brother that was sent forth out to the east. And this was the teaching that he had, you know, he was sent out to the east and that he would reach the point of origin where the sun would come out up from. And when he reached that place, then he would touch his head to the earth and then return back to us. And when this, you know, time comes, that's the end, at the end of you know, these end times, and, you know, time for a purification time when he will return back. But he is the one that has the in a way, you know, the weapons or the artillery, and he is the big brother, so he would know what to do and how he would help us. And how he would, you know, go about in having to make us understand. And if, you know, his job is to make us understand and try to get ourselves to behave in the way that we're supposed to. And if we don't, then the one from the West will come. And they are the ones that are going to come with much force. And but he, the purifier, the one that went to the east, is supposed to be big enough to take on the ones that are coming from the west. But that is going to become like the Third World War.
Third World War is the purifier. All right. He has talked much, Grandfather has talked much about corruption in our cities and in our small towns. and I do not know about your reservations, but in our cities and small towns, we have now many, many stories of children going to school and shooting other children and teachers and their parents, things that we cannot seem to understand at all. Does Grandfather have any idea why these things seem to be happening in our society?
We also might want to see if Grandmother would like to speak on this subject.
But I'm answering Nabuti yung paipam hi song song at pampaipan pan enang itam yan totin ita so sakhi tak nene peo totin nakapahat po paimatis pa charge and pa kahi tapasian tip tunit epian nakapuma pa kusin kapan totin po hikis itam pe to pa as wuni kya kyang it yan ta nabuti kya kyang anza itam pa put pantaka song kao ekin nakat kito tang na pa itam yet yan ja kyang pa itam pet po kwak na yan tut na to kata na ko wi itam it enang yan yang ko wi hi hi mo pan ang itam yo mo it poat yo na kat aksan ni man ko wi itam ruhu ut et yan na kat kito tang kato bos din
in the cities itself what's going on, what you mentioned. Yes, these are part of the teachings that, and the prophecies that when we get to these end times, we're all going to start going corrupt and even, the children, because they don't really believe in anything. And even what we're trying to teach them and what we try to talk to them about. And, they look at you, but they have a different opinion about these things, and they don't believe that. It's hard to try to teach the young ones, and even grown-ups, adults are in the same situation. You know, it's not just the children who are in this kind of situation right now. It's even the adults who are in that kind of a situation. And, there's a lot of corruption in this way. And but we do know that these things would start to take place in the schools, systems, and all over, where even young children will start to take lives like that. Because it's just the corruption of the mind from, the way things are going right now.
Itam nene peweyane. Itam sun yep imacha chayam kuspit it yanda thin nanapte pu yamay amu peweyane.
Even the children will go against their own parents. These are the things that has been taught that, they're all going to start turning against their own parents, and that's what's happening. That's what you're seeing out there happening.
Grandfather, yes, we are. Grandfather talked about corruption. Is it reasonable to ask this? Could this be happening to us also because we have reached a fantastic level of technology and have changed from spiritual to materialistic human beings, where our technological knowledge exceeds our spiritual wisdom? Can you translate that?
Paita anja pi nan na pi wo yo kamya kyang puta kita na na pin to di me hi hi mo ang ani wo ma ho hi mo ti mo na puta kita piu ita tup chu ni ayo ha kami yiki yang pa pam pam ka.
Yes, he feels that is, happening there, that we're, misleading ourselves from that, from the, material side of it, and, walking away from the spiritual sense of it.
Has this also occurred within the Hopi Nation? It is occurring, of course, in this country. in the cities, in the small towns, this move to materialism, but has it also been occurring within the Hopi Nation?
Yes, it is happening there too, yes.
Do grandfather's people believe that it is worth stockpiling food and water, or are these changes going to be so big that it simply really doesn't make much difference one way or the other?
Well, and it Navuti and call it it yandagat hiniu tinakat it ang moita nakapu bahat itam ovit nisio kat happy as ovi anda itam nasas totanapu put good. Nikang yao I sirk mo yao e ang bas itam hus tangao tan. San yao lirk mo yao e ang anik o itam put lirk mo yao e ang it pas siya nisio kat pangso as nasas totan. Put pan tip tip kaya nakai ovio. Nakpati eh mananak le tutup siyon eh mahinta kapas pitiput ang ka song ka nabuti yung aso o ini kya kyang pait yayan da kat habi siyo itok ya ka o kahak hakam hi ta siyo anhin mapu o yun
usen pai namain asita panput ta nga to tani kyang pai sen pampiyo kush tut kwa yan nam tem nam tik ni na pa pam sen
pam pa pam de pa ka hi mon yo ta pa pam de pa so wi I ho pi so so ki ta nya mai ang hi ta o e te o to ma tan ka pam as yan wat ni kyang put ha so so ka yo e ka lai mas pa yak pa hin pi na ta wi hin tan pan ka chit o wi
the Yeah, the he does know that it is you know known that we should you know stockpile the you know the our goods, our dry goods, and it's been taught from long time way back that that's why we should never forget you know about farming and how to take care of ourselves because. You never know when it will hit, and that's why they teach us these things as young. And also, to answer part, the end part of your question, if it is worth doing that,
yeah.
When that time comes, it may not be, such a good idea, you know, to do that, but it's worth trying to do something like that because they say that, you know, this the time in their limitation is like at least a month to 2 months that we will be without food and water, so we need to store away as much as we can for that amount of time. And, we have different clans who are supposed to take care of these situations that about the food items and things like that. There are certain clans that do have that power and authority over that, but the majority of the people out home have walked away from their teachings, and they've walked away from their spiritual side of it, and they've forgotten that, and I guess I could say that they really haven't forgotten it, but they just ignored it, and now, you know, they'll have to suffer the consequences.
All right. I think that we probably don't have time for another translated question before the top of the hour. So hold on in Phoenix. We're very honored to have you with us. Robert, is there anything that you can think of that we should be asking when we come back?
I would suggest that we ask Grandmother if she'd like to speak on some of these matters.
All right.
I think that that would be a good thing, and perhaps we could ask her again about the children or what we can do for our children, and then possibly go into what is meant by the emergence of the fifth world and what we're going to.
And also, I guess we might endeavor to ask whether Hopi prophecy tells us anything about what is going to occur after the purification, after the changes.
What will life be like then?
That's right. So that is exactly what we'll do. All right, everybody. I'm Art Bell, and I don't think this has ever been done before, and we're trying to do it tonight. You're listening to two Hopi elders from the Hopi Sinom in Arizona. You're listening to Robert Ghostwolf, who is in the Black Hills of South Dakota. I'm Art Bell in Pahrump, Nevada. By the way, to get a copy of this program, you can call. Let me give you the number now. We're getting a lot of faxes on it already. The number is 1-800-917-4278. Please write it down. Once again, the number is 1-800-917-4278. 4278. By the time it's all done, it will be a four-hour program. I'm Art Bell, and this is Coast to Coast AM.
Here's Art Bell.
Good morning, everybody. I am Art Bell, and in the Black Hills of South Dakota is Robert Ghostwolf. In Phoenix, Arizona, or near Phoenix, are two Hopi elders from the Hopi Sinom. We are discussing Hopi prophecy, and we'll get back to it in a moment. Back now to Robert Ghostwolf in South Dakota in the Black Hills. Robert, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. You suggested that we speak with grandmother about the problem with the children. So let us do exactly that and ask grandmother, if she is there, the same question. We have so many children now that seem to be turning against their parents, turning against their teachers, and turning against other children, in fact, killing them. Some people have looked at our children, and they have said they seem like human beings with no soul, with no spirit within them. What is happening to us?
Can you hear?
Are we on?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'll try my best. Well, nobody teach the children anymore about the spiritual pathways, so they are turning against one another. The mothers are so busy working, you know, they don't teach their children at home. So they're being left out, and they no longer, you know, get that love from a mother like they're supposed to. It's really sad to see what is going on out there.
Do you also believe, as we have heard from Grandfather, one, that Hopi prophecy is now telling us the end times are very, very near?
Yes. Yes. That is true.
Okay, Robert, anything?
Grandmother, what words can we share with some of the mothers that are out there that are watching these conditions? There's so many mothers that seem to wonder what they can do and how they can help their children to see. Would you have any words that you can share with these mothers?
Well, praying. First is praying. And, you know, to go through that path with the Creator. We have forgotten how to walk that path, so they need to get on that path to survive.
Okay, that seems quite clear to me. All right, then. Grandmother, thank you very, very much. Thank you for coming on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now that we need to go back to Grandfather, because I want to ask Grandfather. He has talked to us much about of the prophecy of what is coming and coming very soon. So it is a very important question, I believe, to pose. And the question is, after the purification, after the purifier, after the changes, after the war, what will the world be like? So could we ask Grandfather that? And Grandmother, you should hang up the phone so that we can hear.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're
welcome.
Yan puwat yun ni katao ikyak po ita may puwat o takto hintan ni api ni katao turing la po.
Ang dahi ta puwat yun yan ni ka kahakam himo nukpa na papuyip wainam ni katito tango wewo yun paas at po ahapi itam yip hin ita wukunawote pam hin api itam yes ni katpaas at po ahapi pamne anja itam nat pak kahi ta hapinana wakna ita nat habi put au ka anjat na i cho ngoyat nat itam kapuati o ka ita na sonhi ta ya han to tan ye phimu angku ita na put habi ta tes ko ngak na kat he mu ki hak hi ma bang a me o yang itam mit pi ka nak pu itam puati we pasat po hati ima hi ta au pop ta ya kamya wa ayo o yun hi te pan an nok scientist pasat po po ma pot it ye hi ta aktamala yang nakat pa hat po hati ya pot ye ke to tan po pam ko ya hi mo pa po ka ka ang pam o wala ngat hi mo pa po o me khyan chak pantakat akpa sa po hapi itampa kahi takpa putute ya kya kyang po ityan takat kacit ang itam alam to tani pa sa po pa ihim wiwi mi pampa so tini pa sa po no kowe pampa home oil tinanta eh wiwi mi ti po ni pam home oil tin hapi po pa itaka kakampati tahin ka kya kya kyang pa ti po hapi itamit kya haki wat itam yes na ka kitota nga pa hat po itam yang ima yu ke po ma sinom ang ka nanap kitukat ang yes kan pa hat po hapi ya hingsa ak singwe po ya po ma pek opi kimi chobal te tet po hapi itam ya sirkuit labay tutukayan pa hat po itam nabu singwat ya ao ikinin hakaki na yung way po po an na put amom ti man ta na kat kito tango na o vitam pa at po sa po te po hap itam sun lavay po itam ya to ta na ka kahak pa po hak hi tawat na at pihi ta na musto ta na son kay nakpapi itam nanap tip tiyunit ang ngayong ang yakam pa kasukya pang kaulaw imua pangka lawe lawai pangka ya lawai am ya tete kayan poi hopi pai pi pangka la ka po opil wai pi tete kayan ka kito tang na pahin tan ne pinat pai na na ne ka pi na tho thoyo yota.
Well, the outcome of this the purifying time, after that purifying time, the lifestyle will change more or less. Those people or those ones that have been working, you know, with the evil and on the dark side are going to be eliminated. And only those that walking on that one path and believing in that one and with a good heart, those are the ones who are going to continue this. And there will be some, what he was saying, that there might be some people who have minds that are like the scientists who are like that can
you know, develop things. And right now we are not supposed to be taking the minerals out of the earth for any reason at all, you know, and only certain minerals, but only for the amount that you need. That's what was taught. And but other than that, we're not supposed to reap the earth and, you know, tear it up like that, what we're doing now. And like intermarriage is not supposed to be done. Only after purification time will intermarriage be possible, that, you know, we can start to marry other people, you know, other walks. But this is, you know, when the people will come together after purification time, and it all walks that have been spared will come together, and one language will be spoken, and there will be one law. And it has been talk that say that, you know, it will be, some people say that it's going to be their language, or they say that the Hopi, it's the Hopi language that's going to be spoken. But this is, you know, something that is not very known as to what language will be spoken, but there will be one language that will be spoken. But togetherness is what will come about, where we're going to come back to what was once before, in, you know, what Adam and Eve came upon was, you know, when the Garden of Eden, where everything will be flourishing, even, you know, the flowers, the vegetation, you know, everything will be back to normal. But from thenceforth, you know, we, you know, are allowed to do these things, and we can take the minerals out of the earth to use for a purpose.
Yes.
And not to but not to really destroy it, though.
All right.
We will feel from deep when it feels.
And all the what he said mentioned also, that which I forgot to mention, was the altars and the shrines of the different societies will be eliminated, and all those will be, you know, have to be put away, because they will no longer have power and authority over anything. So these will be eliminated.
Will there be a single power, a single authority, a single law, or will everybody simply understand inside themselves that we are now one? Will there be, there are many who talk in our world about a single world government, a single world ruler. Is that what Grandfather is speaking of?
Yes, but not in the fashion that we understand it now, what they're talking about, the New World Order. But that's more or less in a dictatorial form. But this is, you know, done in a way that, you know, it's where freedom is an essence.
All right. Grandfather spoke about World War III. I would like to be clear about this. Does he see men killing men, humans killing humans, or does he just see explosions and fire? Is that what he calls World War III?
It's a mantra. Navuti was a pampai, what Pasean Paniu, Tini, Nakoyo, source of it from Kaunakan. Nakpur had to deal. I know things near Kaput. Panwat Turkey, Germany, always I know things that on the pass at Poe. Now, for you, the Orianta E. Katubustin, by under you, Nan E. Haki Hit, let me punk or put at Imawoyum Nanapta. Near Kapanka, Kwaha, like Totte. Panu, Tini happy, or not, never always, not seen my happy.
What you had mentioned about the which one is, you know, the one that's going to be is the he said that the, you know, the taking up lives, you know, this is, you know, what will take place, because it'll be like an elimination of you know, good from the bad. And what, you know, he mentioned about Hitler, that Hitler had done a lot, you know, done away with a lot of people too. And when that took place, and he said that many of the people had many of the Hopi had realized this, and they were glad that this took place, because it was a teaching that had took place, and it was trying to teach the people that this is what's going to happen, see, and this is, you know, so look at it as a, more or less as a warning that this will take place again.
A warning of a Holocaust.
Yes. So there will be lives lost, and a lot of lives will be lost.
Does Grandfather understand how some lives will be saved while other lives will be spared with so much fire and war? Will it be, well, I guess the question is, will it be like what we call an Antichrist, which some people think will arise soon in our world, an Antichrist? I don't know if the Hopi have any similar a prophecy regarding one who will come like Hitler again.
Pai anza itam it yan takat anza ha kai pipai as anza tikai kya kyang awu wan tota. Ne kawi anza itam it yan takat akhai hai kya layak pu anza pam itam kus it yan takat pas kahak au te malaitan. Pasat pu e yep hak it teu kajit himu itaka pahat pu nahama taktan e piu yanu wat pasat. Pasat pu habi pampa hisat put panhin teu kau waka teu waka ayo tavi waka pu pampa pan put out to malaitan. Pai pami unto Jesus Christ pan pai piu pan tongyan and pam ahul pitun. Pai it e pas ovisu kya ovio. Nak awi tampat panta, mai takhin tanne pinato pas pipanhin kaos kya kya kyang pa ita nat nana me kag kapasyan tutup siwa hintan me kat ni awi itam it hisat nga hakag mai taan tayan yung kan ni awi tam pebewintot sa ka itam pa ka katup siwa ni yung mahita ni awi tam hakton sa ityan takat siwa atatak hak naman su kalim hakam kus it pas yan takat kapede on ane kapahat pu pay pama it yan takat hopit amam pasat pu it yan takat aw tumala yung ne pu ak hakam hakim sinam kus it yan wat tiyo yan ane kapahat pu pama hati pasun pas i nanabot yao su kya Sukya nak pai itam nana lavai timu yang kam pampai aleng anza ayam memo hin wat te ka yang pu ayam memo te pi pi pa yan wat ni kang pu i tup sione pampai sukya ni
grandfather Grandfather, I'm sorry, I must interrupt. Please apologize for me. We are on a break now. If he could finish the answer, and we will get the answer when we come back. Would that be all right?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Breaking right here. This is Coast to Coast AM from the High Desert. I'm Art Bell. And here I am. Good morning. You're hearing a first in U.S. broadcasting history, as far as I know. We have two Hopi elders in the Phoenix, Arizona area from the Hopi Sinom. We have Robert Ghostwolf in the Black Hills of South Dakota. We'll resume in a moment. We are back now with our guests, and we had asked a question about the purifier, about what we call the Antichrist, and whether the Hopi have or understand there to be such a being coming. Do you have that answer now, Grandfather Two?
Yes, that he mentioned that yes, that the Antichrist, you know, the that there is, you know, that he is coming again, but you know, there have been a lot of people that have, you know, walked away from that, the teachings, and the walked away from their spiritual paths, and they've, you know, went and, you know, decided to do something else besides, you know, having to walk that. And he will come in again, and that he is the one that is going to set us straight again on this thing here.
All right.
Let me talk out to Mala in Nukpasa Pua. It yanda tayo, you kuya pupai pamna pasa pua. It out to Mala and Pampa. He said put in Turka with Turka in Yakapa Pampan put out to Mala. The open moti, my young people know.
The teachings are that the, you know, the Creator itself, what we talk about, the Christ, or, you know, it's the same thing, that what life that we were supposed to lead, we've strayed away from it, what he, you know, we told him that we would follow him in the same way. And if we walk away from these teachings, and then, see, he was the one that was living that and walking that. And then he gave us a choice to do that also. And if we disregard everything that was taught to us and we walked away from it, he will come back in and step in and take it over again back for himself, because he had mentioned that he was the first and he will be the last. So this is what will happen.
All right, I have a question. People are sending me faxes, and this is a fax I have received.
Okay.
Given that we are in the end times and that there will be much turmoil, violence, death, and destruction, is there anything that we, the living, can do to prepare our souls for the long, long path that we will all walk down after our physical lives end?
By the Hakton Saput Japan that Kaka, Kanga Ital Son Hakam He Tao Anjatnan. Neko itam by Ita Kalamas by Kaitam Bipasan put out Ema Totanaka Kitotan one the Wuim Novi Itam Kapan Totit It Yandrat Epuru Hong when Rai as Yantak Pipe Itam Pere on a heat and Neko It Yan Ita to Tuni Angwat Neko.
Yeah, the our teachings that were given to us, we've strayed away from it, and how we are supposed to, you know, if you know, to alleviate the, you know, a lot of some of these things, and it's gonna be too late for us to turn around and try to walk that spiritual path, because you know, we are taught that we are supposed to be on that path from way back, and you know, we should have been changing ourselves quite a number of years back, because it doesn't take overnight for a person to change.
Yes.
You know, to walk a path, that the chosen path, and it also, it doesn't take overnight for the Creator to believe in you. He has to look at you, you know, and your heart is the thing that has to change, and it's not going to change overnight. And these are the things that are very hard to change on a person. And so right now, we look at it that it is already too late to start changing.
Okay, I think that is very clear, too late. May I ask about the kachinas? What are kachinas, and what do they mean to us today?
These spirits that we talk about are in a sense the teachings, but we can't go into detail of who they are, what they are. I mean, you know, because only an initiated person should know about the knowledge of these. But, you know, the only thing we can say that they are spirits and that they are out there, and they have their own home. And throughout the years, our elders of the, you know, different villages have, you know, been working with the spirits, and, you know, in making the prayer feathers for them and asking for their power to come in and bring in the rains and for the crops, because we don't have any way of irrigating our fields, and you know, we live in a desert area. This is a chosen area because the Hopi had been known to survive in an arid place, and Hopi has been known that, you know, they would strive and survive even in an arid desert place where there is no water really available for those kinds of things. So they ask through prayer to get crops to survive. And, you know, this is a strong sense of spirituality of the Hopi.
And it is to these Kachinas that you pray?
Yes.
Okay.
They come in the form of clouds.
Would you ask Grandfather this? Earlier we asked him about the sun, and he said the sun would shift on its axis. There are many who think these earth changes that are so imminent now, so soon, will mean that the earth will also change on its axis in response to what the sun does. Now the question is there anything in Hopi prophecy about changes in the pattern of the stars, because that is what we would see after an axis change here on Earth. Would the stars look different?
By answer the it we may be under short month heat as feel to how we young by ha ka it and by put pagkapas enang piu tutuk kaya pa ito paas pi pa piu tuwo ti pang ni kung ano sa pamba hisat hiniu ti ka pamba panwa tuwo tutuk pa asong pa ubig pi ka anja o pa na nabuta anja hihi mo panyong pa hihi mo tuwo ti asni kung kusampas anja no na ang happy ao hi tape ao mamas ka o kuspampai we mit ang pampe hput to ayo to awi yung o vi an da pampan ni ma na ko vi pamui we mi pamye phopi te te ka pe ta sno e tam po bu ta yo ye ku ya ko vi ta mi ti ta yan ni ka ti pa ka ao ma ti yung na ko pa as pampa ban yang put pa na ka kahakam pas o ipit hin so te pumahin hin 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 yung ninak put na pa o kakakain ang pas pas tuwa si ita
tuhiin ang sitwa matiyan tinina huyok nina
pampi pa e tutsko ang sabiyo pi panuat itamoy yuko ni kus itam ityan takat an tapi ita pipede na yak pa ha ka na ti pampani o tini pa chik ni ne ko wi pa ma alung to tini po pampe he ying ma po aye pa tang ni ka po pa mi o mi pi to yan to tini khin ta ne pi na to pa pi ita e pi pa na ka pa sa o e ki ka o wi ta pi pa pa ka tup ti ni ha ka pampa na to wi khin ka pa ni o tini o yung ni pammi tis ko akyam yung po aye tis ko pe o me ryan
patin yes he believes that you know the axis of the earth itself will change also shift and that will cause a great deal of earth changes itself also and about the stars that you mentioned there have been a lot of stories about these things, and they pertain to a lot of, you know, what happened with the stars too. And he says that it is, you know, he doesn't know, you know, exactly, but he said that it's true that, you know, a lot of what happened with the stars and different things and the patterns are true, and now they talk about these things as like just stories and like fairy tale stories, but most of them are true, and but he doesn't know exactly what, you know, will take place out there again, if that should ever happen.
All right. Would you ask Grandfather to give us some few things that we should all watch and look for to happen in the next, say, 18 months or a year and a half?
By pan on the hour one the one by itamay angak hin itamay by awin man ka pam by ang ang yota no o nat yan kyang pam by aw piten he mahin yang ka hin itam hin to ten aw hakam ni no pam pan no pang ka pam by kahakam pas pas piu pana no tate ni yung pana pampaniw tinaka ihihi mo pana no disaster pabam hapis ang tini pannat no owe pannat itamput pantalat no tayo nga hisat pampan tinak put paya kapang ka et pamiyan to tini paya itanat put pantalat ngayta owe hisat pannat pant paya pamya kusin piu kapan to tini Because itam now can wish young put he to haki al panto to Ravano Pampio Rapantin. By Yanil, my tam happy no Navuti in my California ever pama the deal by Pantin earthquake in the Rapan by Angyanza Makpo ima to pet and sinum. Pas at po hati pang sukses kaya 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 po matadak na awa kinuusa. Niyo, kawi po mo ak pa himuya mo ikala mo ak na at pampatadak pa kapas panwat o pas ani tanat pa na at pam kahakpit tadak pas panwat tiyaw tumala tatin pampakasin kapan sinitadak pakin.
Itapas itam
o
I papasipan mo pa yung nipas ko turing nga hi mo pa hindi niya
oo oo ipot-pot pinapang kala paniyo tinahapin na ito ni kiyang hit-pot pinapang kala nahisat ti pampan tinipati itapin ngayta ni kiyang akha kami pipayan hihi mo itanat ngayta put pabantan na put pinapaka kanabuti ta akha kami 18 months akha kampan Isa timo hiniw din ako. Nagpahit at yung awpi pa panawawan to ta. Hinta ni pinan na uwiput pa hopi si pa kapang ka. Et hati pamiyaniw din I pa kaenang na ko.
Okay. He says that the, you know, these earthquakes are imminent. But there is no real date as to, you know, when these will take place. But that big earthquake that was supposed to hit California had been altered in a way by, you know, the Tibetans who had heard about that, and they did a lot of prayers there, and they helped in, you know, altering the intensity of the earthquake that took place in California. And but that is, you know,